Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. That's the song Nexus from the Innocent Age album. Double album. If you don't have that album, you need to get it. It's outstanding after all these years. Dan Fogelberg, I still miss him. 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Having a great visit with our good friend Joanne Black. Joanne S. Black is the name of the book, No More Cold Calling. That's her website, too. Put a .com on the end of that. Her new book is called Pick Up the Damn Phone, right? I got to say the phone right. Right, Joanne?
You're doing a great job.
Exclamation point. And, you know, it's interesting. We're talking about getting referrals, folks. And whatever you have to do, however much time it takes, whatever kind of research you need to do, whatever kind of networking and nurturing and development you have to do to get a referral is worth the effort, isn't it, Joanne?
Sales is about work. And so do you want to spend your time sending meaningless emails, automating a bunch of stuff, and hoping that you'll get a response, or do you really want to connect with the people that are going to fuel your business? That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. There's all this talk, and has been for years, about how do you get past the gatekeeper? Well, there's no gatekeeper with referrals. When you
were
I had an article.
Go directly to go. You know, you get a free pass. The velvet rope drops.
In fact, I blogged about it a while ago, and it was called "The Gatekeeper's Left the Building." I wanted to call it "The Gatekeeper Has Died," but my team didn't think that was really PC, so right. I didn't use it. but here's the thing in sales. And I'm not talking about selling something that's, $4.95. When we are selling something that's more complex, that has an impact on our client's business, we need to get in and have the conversation before anybody else does. That's what it's about. That's the best use of our time. And mm-hmm. You'll find out when you're talking to the person you've been referred to, they're honest with you. They tell you things you never would have heard anyplace
right.
else. And if you are, in fact, in a competitive situation, you have that inside track. So you can set the criteria by which others are evaluated. That's what we want to do. It's about building those strong relationships. That's how people make decisions. I know that.
You know what else, Joanne? Here's the thing. Here's the sleeper dividend of a referral. The more referrals you get, and the more people you get by referrals, they're more likely to refer you. It's almost like a shadow marketplace in a way. You know what I mean? If you've come to me from a referral, then I'm going to feel it's going to be more natural for me to refer you. When I had my consulting company, 100% of my business came from referrals. 100%.
Oh, congratulations. That's fantastic.
That's the only way. But the thing is, I had a highly confidential business, right? And so there was no way. You just can't go out and knock on doors. You can't broadcast it. You have to get. And so I had to get good at asking my clients to refer me.
Right, and you have to ask.
Right.
We think they'll automatically
and train them.
Do it.
And you sometimes have to train them too, don't you, how to do it.
You always have to train them how to do it. You bet. It's not as simple as it sounds.
But it's worth the effort. That's the main thing. Because when you get one, it's golden.
Yes, and in sales and running our businesses, we need to choose and decide where we're going to spend our time mm-hmm. and what effort matters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'd like to ask everybody to think about. We only have so much of it. How do we spend our time?
Right. Well, and I'm proposing that in the old days, you didn't spend as much time getting in the front door, but you spent longer getting to the closing table. I'm saying today you're spending longer getting in the door and shorter time closing them once you get in the door. That's what I think is going on right now. And one of the things that you do in that longer time in the beginning is work on referrals.
You do. And when you get a referral introduction, your sales process shortens. Everybody
right.
tells me that. It takes less time.
That's exactly. Well, it's because there are fewer people there to clog up, to muck things up, because they failed to get in the door. Joanne, I need to know what people need to do to get a referral. What's the one thing they need to do?
You need to ask.
No, but there's one more thing.
Client.
There's one more thing I heard is the title of a book.
Pick up the damn phone.
There you go. Work with me, Joanne. We're going to the lightning round. Thanks, Joanne, for being here.
I got it.
Good job.
Thanks.
I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.